What's up, everybody, and welcome to the off-season Swolecast. And boy, do we have some hot NFL topics for you, Peter.
Yeah, man.
The overview. What are some of the skill players you're really looking forward to drafting in your rookie best ball drafts?
Yeah, honestly, it's been hard to focus on the rookies. I'm still kind of reeling from that big Carson Wentz trade. I mean, the ripples that sent through the NFL, I think the entire kind of competitive landscape of the AFC has been turned on its head. But yeah, as far as some of these rookies, I think this guy, Rondale Moore, is incredible. I think this guy, Rashod Bateham, looks like the truth. I don't know if you guys watched the national championship game, but that guy, Devontae Davis or whatever, Smith. Yeah, he looks legit. So Najee, I'm just bummed we're not getting a combine.
Yeah, Najee Harris also just following in Derrick Henry's footsteps. So,
yeah.
All right. Well, we've got the football talk out of the way. Davis, how are you doing, bud? You got the Miami Heat jersey. Is there any significance in that?
I can't. It's still pretty raw emotionally right now.
the worst day of my life.
Let's backtrack to people waking up to Davis Maddox's tweet of worst day of my life. Then seeing his screenshot of selling a Tyler Hero moment for $30,000. And just to give some context, we are coming off of 2020, a pandemic, COVID, everything else, social unrest, and none of that compared to the day you had yesterday, Davis.
No, it's a 100K mom that I sold for $70,000 off. So
take us in the back, you know, behind the scenes, behind the curtains. How did this occur? Because I told you a couple days ago you needed to sell, and then you put it.
Yeah, we've been riding him.
Yeah, kind of hard. Well, on that one. I definitely was not listening to you guys because you've been telling me to sell it since one sold for like $3,000. So I definitely was not listening. The Dave internet connection that can't
just comes through all the time.
It's just so. Now, Peter, though, has been a very good friend the whole time. Basically, every time I'm gonna chat with him and Corain, and you know we talk about the shots and everything. And every time the price went up, Pete's like, dude, you need to list it higher. And Leone bought another one of these heroes at 8,000 and then instantly relisted it for, I think, 13.5, sold that one. So there was like 8 minutes on the market where ours was listed for 15,000 and it was the lowest. And I made the executive decision to pull it off the market at that point and relist for 30,000. And then I think the low ask was 100,000. I think the only other ones on the market at that time were 100,000 until I relisted. And then I woke up yesterday morning. Obviously, the first thing you do is you check your top shots to see if anything had sold. And I sold like some low serial stuff, like I think a Marcus Smart and a Spencer Dinwiddie. I listed up. And so when I woke up and I saw the red dot, I thought it would be one of those. And the red dot was Tyler Hero selling for $30,000. Not what I expected. I expected it to continue to be a slow burn and to just basically every single time another one sold, I expected to have to argue with Leone and be like, look, we're listing it higher. We're listing it for more money.
A few things here. You realize that's the top sale by $16,000 still, right? I just brought it up.
But now,
it's not
but
even
now,
a good serial.
But now the low ask is $29,000. That one will go.
I think it's 27. Two people are starting to get paper hands. There's two people at 27.
Oh, yeah, the market has been down, so that's not surprising. But, I mean, this Tyler Hero legendary finals moment will have a 100K sale soon, like within the trend. It's the best moment on the site. It is.
Okay. What I took away from your story is that Leone was plus 50% in a half a day, and it took you 2 months to 15x while everybody else was 100xing during that time.
My moments dot whatever says I have a 670% ROI, which sounds good. Seems good so far.
I think you timed it just about perfect. I'm not I'm not sure that's a $100,000 moment.
No. You're not.
It's not. It's not.
It is.
What's the bet within the next year? You said.
No.
How much are we putting on this?
I'm not betting on this.
I would gladly. And it has to be in the same kind of serial number too. You were at 70 out of 79, I believe.
Yeah, 70 out of 79.
Honestly, I think to get there, so there, Top Shot's going to continue to have way more organic NBA influencers, people promoting the product. We've already seen a ton of it. Tyler Hero's literally the face of it on the website when you go now. But I think that weight is going to continue to be de-emphasized more and more as more of these superstars start talking about Top Shots. And I feel like a lot of the Tyler Hero influencer stuff is already baked in to the market right now.
I mean, it really just depends. It really just depends on if Top Shots, like we think that it's taken off right now, but there's like maybe 90,000 active users, maybe 100,000 active users. I mean, that is what 0.05% of people who consider themselves NBA fans. So if the 90th percentile outcome for Top Shots is millions of active users, right?
Yeah. And I mean, I've said this before, but Tyler has to get better at his promotional things. Like,
so
he
bad.
He needs to start having some fun with it.
I haven't looked at any of them.
Focus on the snarl, you know, lean into it. Like, I mean, you can't put hashtag ad before you even write something about the site on there. Come on, man.
Yeah, save it to the end, basically.
Yeah.
Peter, you had an actual NBA player on Club Top Shot the other day.
Yeah, that was super fun. Damian Lee from the Golden State Warriors came on, and he was just incredibly chill, incredibly down to earth, soaking up knowledge, loving Top Shot. So yeah, that was a fun time.
Yeah, my favorite moment is when you ask him how the bubble was, and then he had to tell you that it's like... I think anyone that had a knowledge of like the Warriors and not making the playoffs because he didn't have Clay or Steph last season. Like, as soon as you asked that question, like, I know I was like this right here. Like, I was getting so excited that you asked him that question because I was waiting for the awkward response.
Well, the best thing is, Dave, is I think you in the chat were the first one to alert me that because I saw your thing before. I think Damian, because he was trying to be nice and not. I learned quickly.
So tell me how the bubble was looking outside of the bubble.
Incredible. Incredible stuff from noted massive NBA fan Peter Overzet.
See, I legit was scrambling and doing my research about Damian Lee before the show. I was I literally reached out to people. I was like, give me some stuff. I got filled in on the whole Steph Curry tie-in, you know, all the stuff back at Louisville, but I did not get deep into the weeds on the Warriors not being in the bubble.
Did not Google the Warriors record from last year.
No.
I tuned in for a little bit. And I haven't seen Peter with that big of a smile for that long. Like he was loving it.
It was borderline embarrassing, to be honest. Like Peter was so polite.
Has Laird been replaced in your heart? Have you replaced Patrick?
No. But I do think Damian is very Laird-esque in a lot of ways.
Just like very thoughtful, understands what his role is in terms of a larger team and everything.
Yeah, and I think I don't know. I think a lot of those guys, Laird included, I don't think they're so used to doing these, you know, buttoned up interviews and getting asked the boilerplate questions. And I think anything that just slightly deviates from that is such a breath of fresh air for them.
So when's Tyrese Halliburton coming on Club Top Shot?
No way, man. He's grinding his own Twitch streams with Josh Hart.
I didn't turn into the Josh Hart stream. So I thought Damian Lee was well-spoken. I enjoyed what he was. I kind of heard some negative reviews about Josh Hart. Is that like, was that a thing or not really?
The negative that I heard was just the thing about someone gifting him a moment and
him immediately selling it. Yeah.
What's your guys' stance on that? Tell everybody the story.
So what happened is Josh Hart is like, yo, who has my moms? And someone someone sent him the number 10 Josh Hart moment. I don't know what specific one it is, or if he even has multiples. And Hart accepts it, gets it in his inventory or his collection, and just flips it immediately. I think it is absolutely hilarious. If you are the type of person who is so desperate for some clout that you send an NBA player moment, yes, just to see your username on a screen and they sell it, like, what did you think was going to happen? You thought that Josh Hart was going to be a hodler?
Hold on. I think because I am guilty of this. Part of it is to get people involved in, you know, you want to like them to understand like how cool this is. So for them to get a present is cool. Now, if you're going into it with the
the number motive, 10, dude, like I would send no, someone like their, like if it was their 11,000th moment or whatever, like I would send Keldon Johnson his 11,000. I'm not sending my number 10 to Keldon Johnson for sure.
What was the line that David sent somebody like a gift? What was the line, Davis, that David would send a gift to an NBA
player? minus nine. I mean, he sent them to he sent what you sent him to Trey Kirby, right? You sent him a Luke Kornet.
And Skeets. No, Skeets, I sent a Garland because I thought that was where they were broadcasting from, his screen. I didn't realize it was Trey's screen that they were broadcasting from. So I sent the more expensive moment to Skeets because I wanted to see some excitement from them. This is an investment. It's a hockey assist. This is an investment in the influence.
Yeah, in brand.
Pump the product.
It makes more sense for you than it does for Pelicans fan 1987.
I had 20 something Garland moments. And so at that time, it was like, what's another Garland moment that I can just send? And I
need you to use the right nomenclature. They're momes.
Yeah, I gotcha. And I call them momes too.
To me, the etiquette is this on that. If you're the player, if someone sends you a moment of you, your moment, I think you need to hodl that. If someone wants to send you some random Nikola Vucevic and you want to throw it on the marketplace, like, go for it. Did you like that pronunciation?
Yes.
I agree with you, Pete, but at the same point, you can't be mad about it. Like, it is objectively hilarious that Josh Hart immediately sold it. Like, it's just funny.
Hilarious. Yeah. I thought it was hilarious, but there's good people on both sides is kind of what I'm trying to say here.
as one of the brand ambassadors of Top Shot, do you feel like you need to dial it back a little bit? Down a little bit, Peter? Yeah.
So I felt like early on, maybe the first two or three streams I was doing, I was going out of my way to pump the brakes a little bit because I felt a responsibility of a lot of people getting into it and I didn't want them to be left holding the bag. And then, you know, now I'm at the point where I'm listening to like Indoor's Pump It Up song, like at my desk, just like fist pumping. So I'm kind of losing grasp with reality at this point. My office is disheveled. I normally like shower and get ready before the show. This is what I wore to bed last night. Like I'm entering David Kitchen territory now. So I'm not a financial advisor. That's all I can say.
David and Pete do look a little worse for the wear right now.
I mean,
sounds a little worse for the wear.
Yeah, I've got a little bit of the man cold resurfaced last week.
I can just tell when David is overextending himself. Like I've known David long enough to know when he has too many things juggling in the air right now. And like, I'm just trying to imagine David's like pre-bed routine of like checking on all his NFTs, looking at his MetaMask. I'm sure it's absurd.
I've been trying to de-stress by taking a bath every night and either listening to Club Top Shot or to a clubhouse. It's got to start with the club. And that's what I do. You know, today I made a purchase on Amazon. Do you know what it was?
I don't know. A bath bomb.
Close. Lavender scented Epsom salts. So
treat yourself. Treat yourself, Kitchen.
So, David, as someone who is permanently online, I will just tell you this. Listening to a podcast is not distressing you the way you want it to de-stress you. You got to actually.
But it's not really de-stressing. It's just like it's getting away from the screen, right? It's I do enjoy Clubhouse, like the non-toxic ones, the ones that don't try to tell me how to be a billionaire in 3 months.
I thought that was what Clubhouse was. I thought it was you no, listen to a bunch of guys pretending to be Tim Ferriss. I thought that was like the bit.
No, there are like good like subject matter. Like I'm never going to listen to like how to better yourself like on there. Like, right. Like that's not me either, but it is like a place
that is you. You are the target audience for all of that shit. No. Yes, you are. No, I'm how many not, times not... have you read the 4-hour work week?
That's different. That's like a, that's different than like get your mind right type of stuff. Like you guys are more into that than I am.
No, hey, don't do absolute dude. That is offensive to me.
Let me get a joke off. Davis, he doesn't have to read that book. He gets to live it each week. you guys want to hear the chat wants me to tell, I don't think I've told you guys this.
I saw that. Is this true?
Yes.
Oh my God. Really?
I got invited to do a Clubhouse the other night. Adrian Wojnarowski was on it. I probably just butchered his last name. And I had to say, I'm sorry guys. I don't have an iPhone.
Woj. Woj was on a panel on the speaker and you didn't go up there? You didn't
step
on stage?
Oh my God.
I got an invite by a very nice gentleman who works for the NBA. He's a fan of Club Top Shot. He wanted me to come on and I said, you know, maybe if we can get this show on a more inclusive platform, I'd love to be a part of it.
Wait, Pete, don't you have the iPhone though? Couldn't you have downloaded the app on the burner?
It's so busted, dude. That one, it's just like dead.
Hey, Pete, I don't remember that same NBA guy say, hey, Overzet recommended you as a Top Shot thought leader and fellow Swolecast alum.
Dude, we can't. Invite. Here's the thing. We can't be jealous of Pete's newfound fame. We just have to be. We can't here's try glom thing. On. We got to just let it. Like, eventually this is going to happen where Peter is going to get bigger than the show. He's going to leave just like Silva
did. It's already
did.
Happened. It's yeah. already happened. Yep.
I mean, he is bigger than the show for sure.
Yep.
Yeah. So, no. And that's, I'm happy for him. You know,
this is, what I'm going to do is I'm going to go start my own boutique Top Shot content thing and start doing tweets where I say, we're the only ones covering the Top Shot marketplace.
I'm Peter's biggest fan.
Do you think? I'm Peter's biggest fan for
no,
sure.
Stop Davis, it. Davis. I mean, both of you kind of have something in common as far as me grooming you to the analyst and the influencers that you are today. But yeah, we're all each other's biggest fans, and that's what makes this show so great. All right, let's move on to some other things in the space. Last week, Peter, we talked about LaMelo's rookie moment. I brought up that. And Chris Randone said he was going to be 10K at the end of the year, and you scoffed at him. Scoffed at that take. Would you like to apologize to Chris Randone right now on this show?
No, because the take has to be adjusted for overall market inflation. Okay. Everything's going to hit 10K by the end of the year now, but when he made that take, it was especially egregious.
Season 2 commons will be 10K.
I think literally that after whatever we re-recorded this full cast that afternoon and like something happened that night or the next day, maybe it was a combination of things, but things just took off.
Yeah.
I mean, it was a wild ride. To think that was last week's show baffles me right yeah. now.
The market just completely.
It's been 6 weeks in Top Shot time.
Yeah. And I was dying. I was scrolling because now on my YouTube, you know, I get recommended a ton of Top Shot videos and there are all these thumbnails from guys that were like, I made $2,000 in 2 days on Top Shot. I'm like, we all fucking did, dude.
It's very easy to be a fan of Top Shot Tell right now.
Yeah. Yeah. Do you remember recommend easy. Anything and it goes up? Like,
I had a beginner like portfolio moment showcase that I did, a Swolefolio. And now looking at that, I've sold some of them, but like, that's no longer like a beginner stuff. You have to like, that is worth a lot of money. And that was, when was the first Club Top Shot, Peter? 3 weeks ago?
Yeah, probably 3.5 weeks ago.
Oh my gosh.
So like a decade in Top Shot time?
It had the Braun on there. It had the Vince Carter moment, the LaMelo rookies.
The first, I actually meant to save this for the show, and now I'm glad I did. So the first Top Shot video I did on my channel was with Davis and LG, and it had like the first mover advantage. So it just continues to rack up evergreen views. And the new comments I'm getting are a lot of haters. But I did get a really funny one here. If I can pull it up. And Davis, he calls you David here. Man, no disrespect to David. He makes great points, but let people finish before talking over them. There were a few times I wanted to hear LG out, but David just interjected, and that was that. Otherwise, that's great video.
You don't get the show. If that's your response, you don't get the show.
I just like, because he's normally people when they come after you, Davis, they're so mean, and he's just like, man, no disrespect.
David.
He makes good points, but will you just let someone else finish for once?
I remember that, and I just was so fucking high on the adrenaline of Top Shots, like I couldn't bear to not talk because it was just so much. It changed my life, dude. Top Shots, it changed my life, bro.
It led you to the saddest day of your life, apparently.
I would say NFTs changed my life. I'm not going to squarely put it on Top Shot shoulders, but Top Shot was the gateway drug.
Don't own another NFT other than Top Shots, other than my Coin Talk Show listener badge that got sent to me for free by Aaron Lammer.
You don't own anything?
No.
Oh,
wow.
He's a bear. He's a bear on NFTs, man.
No,
after Roham's tweet, how can you? He was calling out those other NFTs.
It's hard for me.
There's like, it's like the Binance punks, which if you like, everyone knows about the crypto punks right now. Binance punks are just like the, you know,
knockoffs,
the Mountain Lightning of Mountain Dew. You know, it's just a knockoff that's never going to be what crypto punks is. So people are investing in anything like that that's like, can just take off exponentially. It's kind of like the Doge coin, right? And what's that at Doge, right now? Yeah, it's Doge. It's Doge.
Who knows what Dogecoin's at?
I literally have never looked at the price of Dogecoin or even looked at how to buy it.
Let me see.
Can we talk about Kitchen's unbelievable run good on these pack
on
drops.
The packs?
I swear to God,
he keeps hitting 5% outs over and over and over again.
He can't keep getting away with it, dog gif.
we call it the T-SIP bump, the Top Shot influencer perks bump. They see in line and they're like, come to the front.
What is your record? Because ever since the big holo drop, I feel like you've got every single one.
Here's the thing. I feel like I've gotten the ones that everyone's been on for, as far as like not the some of the lesser ones, like the one before last, the 5K draw. I didn't get it. I was like 60,000 in that. But like the big ones that people have been trying to get in, I have been in on those. So last night was definitely like a let's do it. But I was falling asleep in my bed because I'd already taken my bath. Like that is not a lie. I was legit like drifting to sleep, and I'm like, I cannot do this. So I was just trying to stay on Twitter so I would not go to bed.
Dave, is your bath thing like, cause I've heard, I always read Drew McGarry used to be at Deadspin and stuff. And he would say like, as a dad, like going to the bathroom, going to take a shit was this time where you could get phone time, like away from the kids, away from the family. Is your bath thing just this elaborate ruse to like block off an hour of time to yourself evening?
It's after the girls go to bed. It's after all the kids are put to bed.
What about your wife, Dave?
Do you guys, okay, hold on, wait. Do you guys remember that like the first big bit of the Swolecast this year was David insisting he didn't have time to scroll on his cell phone? Like that was like that like the first big bit I can remember from 2020 was David being like, dude, I'm too busy. I don't have time to scroll. And I was like, bro, you have time to scroll. And he's like, no, absolutely.
I don't have time to scroll. Like you have time to scroll. But now all my scrolling is,
it's work. He tells himself work. He's like, babe, I'm working, babe.
I've got alerts set up, and then scrolling has turned into Clubhouse time. Like that's, I don't scroll. if I do scroll, it's because I'm listening to Clubhouse while on Clubhouse. But yeah, can I show you a, I don't think you can hear the sound. Devin, maybe you could. Yeah, because it's coming through my, I've got a really cool NFT that I bought that it's just really neat. And the thing, it's called Flamingos on the Way Down.
Oh gosh, I'm seeing it right now.
But you can, the thing is, like, it has its own like little vibe sound. But the thing is, you can edit this. It's yours. Like some of the other ones, like you can't, you know, it's frowned upon to edit it. Like, I want to do a remix to this, like a Swolecast remix to it. We could use this for some bumpers on the Swolecast. This is mine, unless you buy it on Nifty Gateway.
So we're going to sue people who use it then?
That use ours. Yeah, we could. I could tokenize a remix, put it on OpenSea and sell it. But I'm
why would I spend Ethereum on it when I could just listen to it for free on the Swolecast?
All right. How many likes do we have? Do we have 100 likes? No. I'm not opening a pack for less than 100 likes on this show.
That's not happening.
We have 23.
It's not happening.
Guess we didn't make it to, guess Pete didn't call the Top Shot people and say, get the top bar bump. Hey, join the Top Shot guys.
You can either use your VIP status kitchen to get viewers on shows or to get packs. You can't use them to get both.
You've got, we've got 112 people watching. I think Peter has like 1,000 in hour three. That's okay. These are our loyal viewers. Okay. As far as where the market is now, Peter, what are you doing right now?
I'm sitting on my Dapper balance, more or less. I am. And I mean, it's been an awful strategy the past few days because things continue to climb. But I'm sticking to it. I think everyone's already thrown out this theory that I strongly believe that when we get the next big rare pack drop, a lot of the new users are going to want to liquidate some of the first things they bought to chase that, have $1,000 in their balance to go after one of these. I think we're going to get some natural corrections. But I think the thing that worries me is we have started to see some corrections, but it's in the Series 2 commons. And a lot of the things I'm still targeting right now, the Series 1 base moments, those have been pretty much immune. Yeah. So I'm currently wrestling with this idea. Is this the floor, like on some of these premium Series 1 moments? And is it better to just spend now? But as of right now, I've been sitting on the balance.
I mean, just if you think about it this way, though, the market cap and the total number of owners of like Darius Garland rookie debuts is like, you know, 150 people total in the world own those. And if 50 of those people want to get liquid for holo packs, it doesn't matter what the other 100 people do. There are still going to be deals out there is the point of what I'm saying. Is the next time an expensive pack drops, even a metallic gold limited edition, like $500, because I assume there are a fair amount of people who have no liquid Dapper, that they are basically topped off and they have it all in Momes. There are still going to be people trying to get liquid for packs.
It is a grind, like, to liquidate, to buy something bigger. I try not to get too much on Top Shots or Evaluate Market or market rates, whatever.
Everyone like believes you, bud.
No, I promise. And then I've been doing the consolidating at night for two out of the past four nights. Didn't do it last night. But it's like, it's a grind and you're like trying to sell something immediately so that you can buy something that you had your eye on. For me, it was the Ja rookie MGLE, by far my biggest purchase, but I had to liquidate a bunch of stuff to get that, to get 13K worth of Dapper bucks.
Did you have to sell a bunch of your Vince Carters to do that?
I had already done that like weeks ago.
Okay.
And took them at a loss too, some of those Vince Carters.
Really?
Yeah.
God.
I mean, don't feel bad for Dave. Dave is one of the all-time top shots crushers. He's doing good work.
We've all made egregious. I mean, I was literally selling Series 2 LeBrons for $100 that were then going for like $1,300. I mean, just like dumb stuff.
Been there, done that.
Yeah. My biggest investment was the Giannis MVP collection at first. And that stayed the same over like 3 weeks before, while everything else took off like 10x. So I no longer have any of those moments.
Oh, none. Dave, zero. You need to keep one.
I sold the last one for that jaw.
Okay. Well, as long as you got something that brings you joy, Dave. Yeah,
there's like 20 of them. Joy. Like what's special about it?
Yeah. I mean, that's you're having to figure out what the market thinks in all of this. And it's interesting. You know what? I have not, ever since leaving the Top Shot Discord, what I have not heard was anything about the errors in the moments. Do you guys know if those like moments are still like up in value?
The misprint stuff.
Yeah.
I'm the same as you. That seems like from years ago when people were talking about
that literally. Yeah. That was a different lifetime.
Yeah. I can't imagine it being relevant. Even some of the numerology bros are out of control these days though. So who knows?
Yeah. Although, I mean, I think, now we've already talked about the gift and the 8-8 and the 8-8-8. I was talking
about the gift, bro. Not a sharp idea to open your gift and list it right away. Licking my wounds on that one.
It seemed like, I mean, that's the same thing with Cool Cats. We thought, and that's the thing as far as figuring out what the market is, because we were taking a logical approach, and sometimes there is
I have all the Cool Cats too. I bought them all for like $600.
Dude. I'm so jealous you did that, because I kept my John Wall that I pulled for two, and I completed the first set. And then I even bought the commons before everything ran, but I was just like waiting for a better entry point on the four remaining Cool Cats I did. And I feel like I missed the boat. Do you guys have, do you think we're going to get a little correction on Cool Cats before that challenge ends?
Yes.
Well, theory
is that, they cannot sustain their current value and also continue to roll out what the next Cool Cats value will be. Like, it's going to be, because people are holding these Cool Cats because of the Master LaMelo challenge, which is going to be huge. So it's just a huge investment as well, and that's going to be tough. So yes, yeah. I do think they'll go down. Also, when people can, like, when mass people can withdraw money is also, like, that's another time when...
That's not coming, though. I think they're going to do it very... I think they're going to do this a slow drip of approving accounts for withdrawal so they don't have 50,000 people pulling money off all at once, which, you know, I think we're all anxious to have withdrawals turned on, but I don't think anyone's interested in seeing all that money leave the marketplace at once. I mean, maybe, I don't know. What would you guys do if you had all the Cool Cats right now? Would you ship them off or would you hold for the AD?
Oh, hold for the AD for sure. And that's what I'm talking about, is that when we first kind of analyzed the Cool Cats and the Cool Cats too, it's like Luka cannot be worth this much because of these other cards that are worth this much. And we didn't really attach the emotional attachment for people that had just got into Top Shots, the people that, you know, just...
Or just the collect, like the fact that it's so fun, unique and collectible.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. The hobby part of it. And so that's what I'm saying, is sometimes the theoretical, logical approach, we gotta filter in a little bit of narrative, basically.
I mean, this is a very... It's not like you can do technical analysis on Top Shots. Like it's all just emotion based, and you know, it's just all sentiment driven. Not that like real trading is not mostly sentiment driven too, obviously, but yeah, I don't know. I mean, I think there's a pretty strong chance I feel very stupid in the Anthony Davis, you know, I sell it for like $1,200 and I didn't make near as much money as I could have. I think that's pretty possible, but you never know.
Yeah.
It is nice though to, like, regardless of what happens, I will not have lost money on Top Shots. So it's all theoretical profit or theoretical losses now at this point, which feels nice.
The crazy thing, when we were reaching the peak of that Luka Doncic cool cat, you know, valuation, do we know what the top was? Was it up to like 9,000 at one point or close to it?
I saw $9,999.
And I was just laughing because there were for the first wave of people, like it was possible to get 4 or 5, 6 cool cats packs, like to complete that challenge for.
Oh, how many did you get, Peter? How many did you get on the first drop?
3.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I'm just
I only got one too.
Yeah, I only got one.
Like $100 to turn that into a $9,000 thing. Like that was possible early on. And I haven't sold mine, but it's just wild that that moment became so valuable relative to the entry point to get it.
Incredible. All right. Let's play a little bit of a game. I'm going to give everyone a wrapped Swole token, which is the equivalent to 1 ETH, basically. Davis, are you down for this?
What? Why would I not be down for this?
Okay, so you understand what a wrapped Swole token is?
David, I am literally yield farming wrapped Ethereum and Uniswap.
I got 2 Uniswap prints.
Why would you talk down to me like I don't know what wrapped Ethereum is?
All right, so it's about 1600 for a wrapped Swole token right now. So as far as 1600, you can invest in Top Shot Moments right now. You can invest in any sort of NFT. You can just hold, or you can convert to another cryptocurrency. Next week, we'll check in to see how well you did with this. So, Davis, what do you got?
I would buy the Shea Gilgeous-Alexander Series 1 handles number 269.
Okay.
That's a little bit more, the 410. The 410 fits right in with my.
There is no fractional
token.
Investing on this.
Yeah.
It is just what you get.
Yeah. The SGA handles Series 1 number 410.
Okay. All right. How much is that?
$14.99.
All right. And you'll take the 100 and just leave it in your balance.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Got it. Peter?
So I want to make an emotional buy. I want to buy the thing I actually want to buy. I have no idea if it's going to go up in value. And right. I was going to try to broker some kind of fractional thing to help me get there. But I want a hash mask really bad. I really want to get a hash mask.
1/5 really? Of a hash mask?
A lot of people have looked down on the hashies.
I'm not the Binance hash one. I want the OG one. This is my thing with it. I don't even, of all the NFT art that comes out, it is still the one thing I'm like, those are fucking badass. Like those are legitimately cool pieces of artwork. And I just want one. And like the floor prices right now are around 1.65 ETH. So I don't know if my wrapped Swole token is going to get me there. But that's what I want right now.
Okay.
Why are people down on hash? It just from a market perspective, Dave.
Just because there is it maybe a little bit of disingenuous touting of the hashies to start, like maybe they weren't as unique or artistic as what they were presenting them to be. So, you know, just some of the chatter I hear in my NFT Discord channels.
Yeah, I get that. I mean,
is also because they missed out on the hashies as well. You could not, because Logie and I were going to purchase one, and you could not purchase one in the US or Sweden.
Before
the secondary market,
the controversial, there were some other people out there with their VPNs really skirting the rules.
Oh, speaking of VPNs, and no reason for me saying that actually, but congratulations to people that are in Missouri right now that are eligible for Underdog.
Dave, I drove to Illinois every time I registered for a game on Underdog.
Did.
I got up in my car and I drove all the way to Illinois. All right.
I know you did. And I know we also have an investor on the show. So that's why I know you did do that.
So dope, dude. Literally, I love it so much. It's beautiful, man.
You would not do anything else. I already know this. All right.
I already been grind. I was in the very first MLB best ball draft to ever take place on Underdog, of which Peter Overzet is an investor.
Yeah.
Full okay, disclosure. Tuttle. What you got?
So, can be honest.
Okay.
When you dropped this earlier, I wasn't thinking like specific moments to invest in, so I don't have a whole lot of research done there.
You were just
join me on SGA. Just trust me. Get in so on SGA.
I'm between Tether, Tuttle.
I'm between hodling the ETH, or just saying packs. So that would be if an epic Ooh. Pack or holo pack dropped weekend, which I think it will. I'm going to say that's where I'm putting my money.
Okay.
That's sharp.
It's going to be, it's obviously very hard to track.
Right. Yeah. That does not fit the narrative of the show. All right. You come back with a different answer that we can actually track.
Packs are short. I mean, so if I have
the best money you can spend right now anywhere in the world in investing, literally, I would consider a Top Shot pack to be the highest ROI investment in the world.
This is right, of course, yes. This is right now, though, at this moment, like you have to make a purchase or just hold, like, and you can't touch it. There's a, you know, there's a lockup period of 6 days, 7 days until the next show. So that's why we can't say packs, because packs aren't available right now. But obviously, yes, packs, very valuable.
Do you think a holo pack's going to drop this weekend?
I think MGLE. I think MGLE packs are the next up.
They said they got some cool, like they'll be able to do 100K drops as far as packs.
And they're minting. That's going to happen today or tomorrow.
In a couple of weeks, either next week or the week before or the week after, but they'll have some pretty cool pack drops before then, I think is what they said.
I do think that by the time we do this show next, there will have been a non cool cats / base pack drop. Yeah.
I agree.
You got your ear to the ground, Peter?
I've heard a little chatter.
Yeah. All right. Okay. I'm going to recommend tonight there is an open edition of the Bitcoin Angel by Trevor Jones on Nifty Gateway. This is going to be probably the biggest drop that they've had so far. 7 minutes for $777. You can own the Bitcoin Angel by Trevor Jones, who is just, he's only done a few things in the NFT space, but they are massive. He is a major artist. So I'm going to buy this for $777, and then I'm going to use the leftover money and I'm going to purchase
Darius Garland.
I'm going to purchase a Cole Anthony.
Oh, didn't we?
No, I've got Darius Garland.
Wait, didn't we just tell Davis he can only purchase one thing?
No.
I'll put the rest of mine in Isaiah Roby's.
There you go.
Hang on.
If he's under 100, yeah.
Kitchen, I have legitimate question for you. I'm familiar with Nifty Gateway. I've definitely browsed on there. I've never tried to participate in one of the drops. What are the actual mechanics of going after some? Is it like the queue kind of randomized based?
Okay. Well, no. They're in the past week they tried to do the drops where it's the first one and they just have instantly sold out, but they do have open editions, meaning however many people purchase in a certain amount of time, usually 5 minutes for this one, it's 7 minutes. However many purchase within that time or however many that are minted. So the flamingos that I have, the hackatal that I have, those are all me buying in that 5 minute span.
So you're saying tonight for this Bitcoin Angel I'm looking at for $777, not financial advice, anyone, right, if they're there on time, can get one of these?
Anyone, yes.
Okay.
And that's like the mint number, like 1,800. Yeah, got it. Makes sense.
And what are the, have you heard estimates of how many people are expecting? No,
but it's going to be based on some how Nifty has like just exploded in the past. Nifty has been on par, maybe a little less. The curve's like a little less than Top Shot, but it's like the second most, right? Because
I mean, Tyrese Halliburton hasn't even tweeted about the Bitcoin Angel yet.
Yeah. Well, I mean, yes. Yeah. So you're going to see, this is going to make some news. And then he's doing a, like, if you buy one, you're going to be entered into a drawing for a Conor McGregor piece that's going to be really expensive. And then when Bitcoin breaks the 77-777 range, he's going to do another drawing for someone that currently holds that. So, anyways.
And just to get into dangerous territory here with the Nifty, you don't need to be using Ether or MetaMask. This is credit card friendly.
Yeah, it's credit card, yes, or prepaid ETH or your balance. So, yeah, it's a centralized.
Would love to take a look at Kitchen's prepaid Nifty balance. Right?
I did sell my first piece a couple of days ago.
Wow, dude, paper hands, Dave.
The render fruit, so I could have money for this. All right, but let it be known though that I'm pumping this beforehand. Like I am it's decreasing the scarcity. Yeah. Decreasing the scarcity on this. I could pump it afterwards when they're no more minted, but that's who I am. Ooh, you know, hey, we did the Super Bowl show and it was all Top Shots talk. We didn't care about our balances at that time. We just wanted to see people have fun.
Dave, I'm looking at the Nifty schedule for their drop. Mm-hmm. Can't help but notice next Sunday Grimes, as in it's Elon Musk Grimes. What is
even,
that?
Even bigger than this one. Grimes is going to break the site. Site already broke a couple of nights ago, which I was already fine because the stress test for Top Shots. But the Grimes drop is going to be massive too. And I think it's going to be the only like drop that Grimes does, like for open edition. I could be wrong on that though.
Is it art or music?
I don't even know what it is yet. Okay. Some of this stuff, like they will announce it beforehand, and usually the artists will on their own Twitter account or Instagram account do that. All right. Wow. How many likes do we have on the show now?
What I'm 52? Gonna buy.
Yeah, 52. Let's open some packs, shall we?
Can I tell you what I'm gonna buy?
Yes.
Oh yeah.
It doesn't come out exactly. It's a little bit overspent, so I'll take 90% of this.
Okay.
Two of Cat's first moments. Currently at 875. Low.
I like it. Man, it'd be awesome if we get the 3-star badges by next week's show. And that's 6 weeks in Top Shot time. So they said February.
I mean, they're not going to. No, the badges are a long time away.
They said rookie badges in February.
They said a lot of things, Dave.
Come on. Jacob,
come on, Davis.
Make it happen. All right. So can y'all see my screen?
No, but we can pull up the window.
Yeah, I'll watch it on window. I'll watch it on delay on YouTube.
I'm with you, David. I got it.
You got what?
On your join.me. I got
Oh,
it.
I
they,
can
they
click
got that
the
link in the chat. Yeah, you can click okay. that.
Okay. I got it too.
Oh, this join.me drop was sick, dude.
Oh boy. All right. So let's do this.
Watch Kitchen accidentally.
Oh, there
dude,
is a number
gets
one
a LeBron. Here it goes.
No, there is a number one Darius Garland in here. Like
there's a number one LaMelo out there too, isn't there? Or is that already picked?
I don't know. I don't know. I just saw LG, the first mint, on Twitter say that there's number one out there. So, oh, here we go.
Do the people have the music?
I don't think they do because
sad.
Pete, can you give them some music?
No, I've tried this before and it's a disaster. We need to hire an official beatboxer for stream challenged pack drops.
All right. All right. One, two, or three?
Two.
Two? I'm so nervous. Ooh, it's like me and Josh Hart. It's like, oh, geez.
Is it weird doing a pack rip when you're not in the bathtub, Dave? Ooh.
Jokic. Oh! Bad serial number. Don't care. The Joker. Very nice.
Let's see the low ask on that bad boy.
It's got to be a couple $100?
Here we go. Clippers. Kawhi.
Look at good cereal. Pretty good cereal. Oh,
no one runs better than David Kitchen.
Nobody runs better than
2-2.
160 low ask.
Okay, so we're up to a $300 pack.
Yeah.
Oh boy. One number one Darius Garland, please. Please, 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 please.
click to reveal. No way.
It's a,
Josh Green.
Oh, he got a three. Josh, he got a three-star rook. Sick.
Three-star rookie.
75 low ask.
All right.
Why is it when I open it up, it's three Bruno Fernandes and when Chichit does it?
Yeah, right. It's a $400 pack right there.
Oh,
so are you hodling Kitchen, or are you headed to get a little liquid for this Bitcoin angel?
I will probably sell the Kawhi. I'll keep the Josh Green, and I don't know about Joker.
You'll give the Joker away to charity. That sounds great.
I want to get. I have one S1 Joker. I want to give another one away. Why don't we do a giveaway for this whole cast?
Yeah, dude, if you're not capitalizing on a Top Shot giveaway to artificially boost,
and this is actually an easy thing to ship for me, so even better. All right, so the Kawhi, you want me to auction off the Kawhi? We'll do a Twitter retweet thing.
Well, yeah. Well, we need YouTube subs. How many subs are we at right now?
2,600.
2,600. So we need to at least get to 3,000 to trigger this giveaway.
All right. Done. We'll find a funny Charlie, find a really funny GIF, and let's make this happen. We'll get to 3K. I'm just hoping that Peter still stays on the show.
Get out of here. I literally was twisting Dan's arm to let us go today, and you're worried about me leaving?
True. No, let's be fair. I twisted it.
I was the one that gave him the offer he couldn't refuse.
That's true.
Yeah. Back, I guess it was, I mean, it was kind of a long shot for the Boomers a couple weeks ago. a million dollar moment sold. During the season, by the end of the season,
that was the bet.
And that I don't know. You think it's going to happen?
Yeah.
Yes.
We'll do it. And it has to be on site, right?
We said as long as it's publicized, like if it's an off site thing that gets like,
if it's on the, up. If it's on an auction or whatever,
right, like Bales is purchased for the infamous Ja one. Like that was off site technically, but like, that
because
counts.
Like this doesn't even have, you don't even have the capability yet, right?
Yeah. Yeah,
that's
you're 250.
Capped.
Yeah.
And you've got some auction houses too that are starting to auction off some of these momes. So
yeah, Pranksy's got his Zion. What's that?
What's the best chance, do you think?
I mean, like, one of the
moment? Zion the or LeBron?
The LeBron tribute or
the LeBron Kobe dunk.
Or the LeBron base.
Number one or number 23.
I don't know, man.
Dude, I'm telling you.
That's still 5X from current low asks. And these low asks, you have to take with a grain of salt. There's one or two guys listing, so they can set it whatever the hell they want.
I think All-Star break is going to be wild. These guys all talking about that. I know it's not quite the same feel with the COVID setup for All-Star break, but like it's going to get popping.
A little boots on the ground take from the clubhouse. Roham said the other night that by next season, they will be able to produce like the Anthony Edwards dunk last Friday night. They'll
so
be
sick.
Able to produce that an hour after
oh
the game.
Oh my God.
And release it. Like just like imagine what
in a stress test pack.
Imagine what that would be, what that would look like.
I mean, so. You want to talk about like this whole thing we're talking about too, about, you know, recency bias, getting caught up in emotions. I mean, yeah. If those are like auctions, like right after it happens, I mean, you will see some absurd bids on those things.
Yeah. Remember that Lou Dort dunk? I would have been like, I would have ripped off whatever was asked the other night for that.
How's Dort performing in the market these days?
Well, is it?
Well,
I mean,
it's
Davis,
all crushing.
Davis's
all
guy, stuff. Big Cat, is on Dort, right?
Yeah. Davis, a big barstool stand.
Lou Dort has the perfect combination of only sick moments. Like all of his moments, he looks ridiculously athletic. His name is cool as shit, and he's in all the best series. He's got the rookie debut badges. It's so aesthetically pleasing. And then the hollow.
One of the two baskets he makes a night will look good.
Haters right. Gonna hate, Tuttle.
Do we think we're gonna get an all-star game
Those different sets, like the New York Cali sets.
Oh my gosh. Run it back, slam dunk moments.
That would be a sick set.
The Vince Carter hang. Who was the guy who dunked over the painting? He was some like backup Jazz center. Oh man.
Well, you have
I know
so
what
many
you're talking I, about.
The like even the Isaiah Ryder initial one, like the behind the back. I mean, there's so many good. You get the Spud Webb in
Spud
there.
Webb, yeah. Aaron Gordon. Superman,
What would the Michael Jordan tongue out three-pointer get? What is the best Michael Jordan mom? What would the best Michael Jordan mom be?
I'm partial to the switching hands.
Yeah, layup. Against the Lakers. Yeah. I tried to mimic that thousands of times.
Me too.
Jeremy Evans. Jeremy Evans is the moment Davis wants. The dunk from
Jeremy Evans. That was it?
Oh, yeah.
Pretending he knows what he's talking about.
Another one from my childhood that I'm sure I would not be able to afford, but the John Starks baseline dunk. It was so sick. I would love that.
Yes. I hated John Starks. Hated
him. Really? He was my favorite.
Oh, yeah. You weren't a Bulls fan?
I was, but I just like he had the like plucky underdog story that I think really resonated with 4'8" me.
Yeah, I saw a picture of 4'8" you with a nice little fro running blind down the cross country path.
Me going into a Damian Lee interview.
See, here in Nashville growing up, we didn't have an MLB team or an NBA team. So it was for me either TBS or WGN. And I was an unlucky Cubs fan. I chose poorly on that, but at least I got the Bulls for the few years there. So. All those games I used to love. That's why the Tommy Yu collection on Nifty Gateway speaks to me so much. There's a Last Dance collection. The Tommy Yu collection, before we go, is a digital Lego version of the Jordan shoes. So it is the like physical something representing another physical something, but it's digital, and it makes sense.
Kitchen will tout Nifty Gateway any chance he gets.
Literally any chance.
Oh, I didn't realize we had the Nifty Gateway animation behind Tuttle.
Yeah,
oh,
dude.
Man.
Tuttle is Nifty Gateway's first ever sponsored pro.
Yep.
We could have Tuttle like tokenize that and put it on the blockchain.
Bro, and you better not try to rip this.
I'm doing it. Okay, that will do it for this show. Final thoughts, Davis? You look kind of sad, bud. You'll get over this Hero 30K sale, I promise.
At least you still have the Hero Cool Cat, Davis.
I do. Cool Cats to the moon. I don't know. I very much hope we get packs tonight or tomorrow. Kitchen, did you like that I bought winpacks.com? Did you feel like, I feel like that was something in your younger days, you would have done that. Like you would have been ahead of the curve.
You posted the redirect to Twitter like a noob,
like
but then
nine,
you deleted
it. I mean like nine times.
You didn't understand that Twitter just takes the direct domain, not the forwarded domain, but you got it there. Proud of you. Davis, that's like my UGG slippers. Hey, that's like me winning draft day and buying Fantasy Insiders.
Something they can't take from you.
Look where that got us. All right, Peter, thoughts from the thought leader?
Make sure to prioritize sleep. I think if you can get a bath in, that's nice, especially if you can get some Epsom salts. But, this is a marathon, guys. I know it feels like a sprint, but you got to take care of yourself. And I'm not saying this to you guys. I'm saying this to myself.
Yeah. You obviously,
did you get your reading and your meditation in yesterday? You texted me about 4 o'clock that you hadn't gotten it in yet.
I did. I sent that as an accountability check, to light a fire under my ass. I did get it in. I will not lie. I was thinking about Top Shot a lot during the meditation though.
same,
And I haven't told you guys this, but about this R&R, I'm going a week without content. Lauren and I booked a little road trip, a little getaway.
Oh gosh.
And I will be gone
second
week in March.
That's a month and a half in Top Shot time.
That's a long time.
I know. I'm
Does Lauren know what she's asking of you?
I'm asking this of myself.
Hey, did you read this in one of those self-help books?
No, I read it in my own mind.
He read it in his mind while meditating yesterday that he couldn't stop thinking about Lou Dort Hollows, and he was like, something's got to change.
So this is my we booked an Airbnb in Hilton Head, South Carolina. I'm gonna get in the car, drive down, get some sun, lay by the pool, the hot tub, and yeah. So my only request is while I'm gone, so that'll be 2 weeks from today. I won't be here. I think you get Silva to come on.
That is peak spring break time.
Maybe.
Trust me, that's our spring break. Oh, that's
he's
amazing.
He's gonna be partying up on the beaches in Hilton Head.
He's trying to clear his mind and just kids throwing sand everywhere.
I don't think you understand the type of place we got. We're tucked in here by the water. I'm not looking to get COVID out here, guys.
You forget how much Top Shots Pete has made, or Petey Packs.
Good luck with drawing, dipshit.
Created a card for not a mom, but an Airbnb home.
So please get Silva on for old time's sake when I'm not here.
Man, so what would we even talk about with Edmund right
show
now?
With Silva right now? The other day, after like peak Top Shot mania, he was like, "Tops, what?" Like it's like he woke up from a big nap. He had just
Evan does this as a bit. Like, do you remember when he tweeted, "I've watched the movie Contagion 4 times in a row to learn more about the response to COVID?" Like, his bit is to act like all he cares about is football, and he just shows up and is like, "What's all this now?"
All right. Okay. West Coast Jim says, "I see Soccer Dave driving to South Carolina to crash the party." No, I will not do that. Are you kidding me? It's my time to shine.
Hey, Dave, I got to get my workout in, bro. So we need to kind of wrap it up here.
All right, let's wrap it up. Tuttle, you haven't had any last thoughts.
Cat to the moon.
I like that. I like that, Dan.
Can we start doing a Tuttle's terrible take, but he shills just like a really shitty moment on the site? He's like, this Bruno Fernando, man. I think it's about to pop off.
A global bid was placed on Uniswap. All right. That will do it for the Swolecast. Hit us up on Twitter at Swolecast. We'll be doing some sort of giveaway, but you got to subscribe. You got to smash that like button. We'll see you later. Peace.